Thank you very much, Tanya. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the PI Definition Sub-Team call on the 5th of February 2014. On the call today, we have Cheryl Longanore, Michael Graham, Alan Greenberg, Amir Sadeh, and Wolf Knobin. We have received no apologies for today's call. From staff, we have Marika Koenigs and myself, Matthew Tobin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Okay, this is Michael for the record, and hopefully we can move forward. I sent out to the group, and I guess the version that is on the meeting screen is that includes some additional comments from the earlier version that I had tried to send and was unable to, and I've inserted those, may indicate my suggestions or in some places responses with my name. I'm trying to recall, did we end up at, where did we end up, Marika, going through the ones that we had?
This is Marika, but as well, I don't know if you saw, because I actually made some additional comments and proposed edits to the version you circulated, and that is the one that's up, so it has your changes, but I also added some other additional comments from my side in there. In relation to the question where we ended up, I'm not entirely sure, but as we have made changes, I think, all the way through, we may want to just start at the top again.
Okay, I mean, we could go through that. So, some of them we had already discussed. Going back, I hate to go back to one. Let's go back to one. Policy. And I'm trying to tie into, this was addressing the issue that Avery brought up about decisions and methods, whether policy was a method, which we ended up, as we had discussed, setting up an additional column, which were questions for further working group discussion so that we could clearly point out that while some of the issues that were being raised were important or that we had identified, that these really are ones for the work group in determining how to apply the definitions that we're supplying them, and then also in actually making the final definitions and making that discussion coming up. As Cheryl and Alan were speaking before we went online, to actually have a final term that hopefully will be used and understood. What I had proposed doing was deleting methods of action and instead putting in applied principles, and I think applied principles may have been from elsewhere as well. I think that might have been from one of the questions that was raised by Aubrey. And then on the next one, GNSO policy, the revision I was suggesting there, and I guess you deleted something, Marika. I can't see what it was. I think it was spaces. Oh, yeah. And that was removing sort of the introductory language. The GNSO policy is a policy, and replacing that with any GTLD, just with the term any. And then the GTLD-related policy recommendation that is approved by the ICAM board. That's the portion, I think, that we had discussed during that time and adopted that. But trying to get away, and I hope it's acceptable, trying to get away from using the defined term in the definition, just so we don't beg the question of whether or not the definition is bound by presumptions of what that means rather than indicating what it means. Marika?
This is Marika. It's just related to the previous definition on policy, because one of the questions I had, I know that we put the comment from Avery in the fourth column now, should there be a distinction between decisions and methods? And my question is, I'm not really sure if that's actually going to be something that's going to be covered as part of the working group deliberations, because presumably we're actually focusing on GNSO policy, GNSO policy development, and not so much the general definitions. And also, as we've they're taking out the methods. I'm not really sure whether we still need to leave that in there or just take that out for now. And if there still are further issues or points people think need to be covered, we can also always add them back into this column.
Right. It's Michael. If everyone would agree with that change that I suggest, the putting in applied principles in place of methods, I think that does address that issue, and we could leave out that comment. And I see two agree, so let's go ahead and do that. And then any question or discussion on the GNSO policy? Okay. Number two, policy development. I don't think there were any changes in that other than what we had discussed. I'm looking at that. I do have a question for everyone just so that we can have a policy and apply it. And we may have done this, and if we did, I apologize for not jotting it down. One, I thought we had had a discussion that clarified where we're using, or it's been the accepted use to have an acronym or anagram, whatever they're called, like PDP, that the terms that lead to that should be capitalized. Hence, I had suggested making the changes of capitalizing policy development and procedures. The other question in going through this was whether or not we need to conform policy so that it appears only in upper or lower case, or having one person go through and determine where it should be capitalized and when it should be lowercase. I do want to avoid the issue of why did we not include a definition of lowercase policy. Alan, hopefully you can throw light on that.
I can't throw light on that, but I can throw other stuff on this definition as it stands now.
Okay.
Well, one wonders sort of other stuff.
By the innocent chain putting of capital letters, you've changed the meaning of this one. Unfortunately, we are using the term policy development processes, a plural, to talk about the PDP, capital policy development process or procedure, whatever it is, as defined in the body of Annex A, as opposed to the other types of processes which we might develop someday or we use on an ad hoc basis today. So, first of all, you know, by capitalizing them, it's no longer procedures, it's the procedure, and you've changed the meaning. And you've introduced a conflict by saying there are multiple procedures, plural, in the first sentence, and then saying this procedure in the second, which is referring to only the capitalized PDP. So we have a problem as it stands right now.
Okay, and I would love to follow anyone's suggestion on what to do with that.
I think it can be fixed by changing them back to lowercase and then saying the specific capitalized policy development procedure, PDP, described in the body of Annex A is required, and continue with the rest of that sentence. I think that addresses it.
So take out the period then as well. And
yeah,
this procedure.
I would have made it a separate sentence, but that's fine. Okay, what Marika has is even better than what I said, so let me read it and see.
That's
often the case. She isn't hampered by English being her native language.
I know.
She does it much better than we do.
I've wondered in my world of music why I like Phoenix so well. They all speak French. They barely spoke English when they wrote all their English language songs, so they could do anything they wanted with the words. But I do wonder, I like the way that's looking. I would change, though, the and the policy development process to or the policy development process. Correct?
Including, I think, instead of either. Because it is part of the, it is one of the procedures, the only one at the moment, and it is described in Annex A.
Okay, so I put a comma after that procedures right before including them. Does that make sense?
I guess so. I'm getting confused by all the colors and lines.
I had to blow my screen up.
Just slow deep breaths, Alan. It's all right. Look at the sentence.
Yeah, and for clarity on the next sentence, I would say this PDP procedure.
Yeah.
Yes, that I agree with.
Thank you, Cheryl.
But not capitalized.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
I'm sure someone else won't.
Listen, this draft we are passing along, I think. I hope. So let's go down to three, policy advice and suggestions. I can't see all of your comment there, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think this is actually a change that Chuck had made. But my comment was, you know, suggestion sounds very vague, and I'm not really sure what it actually adds. Let me see what he actually, I don't remember what he removed. I think it said, you know, basically what is not covered yet by input. I'm not really sure what Chuck was trying to add here, because suggestions is not really anything concrete, and I'm not really sure, at least in my mind, whether suggestions, which more sound like, well, you know, the genus or council had a conversation, and in their minutes, those were recorded. Are those suggestions? Would that immediately equate to policy advice? So that was a bit my question. I'm not really sure whether the suggestions is needed if you're just saying community input, because that sounds more as a formal kind of statement. But not sure what others think.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, in comments on, but comments are input, and input, I think, is general enough that it could include any of that. Community input on policy-related issues. I would be fine with that, I think. That was one where I capitalized the policy. Cap it?
Alan, yes, I'm happy with that one.
Okay.
Yep. Not capitalizing policy, I had the problem with. It's the rest of the words together.
Right.
I think in general, if we're now talking about policy in the GNSO context, it is a capitalized P in I think, all cases.
This is Marika, but I think in this case, talking about policy advice, I'm not sure if we're just talking about formal. I would be more comfortable here, I think, with the small P, because this may be also issues where you know, the board asks, you know, give us some advice on, you know, what we should be doing here. Or at least what I thought would be there. So I would rather think that it's a small P, but anyway.
It's getting boring, but I agree with you, Marika. Lowercase is probably better in this case.
Yep.
Okay, so policy advice then, yeah. And I think that leaves that term, this is Michael for the record, I think it leaves that term pretty broadly defined so that if the work group wants to create a specific type of process of doing this or what it is, they can do so. So, yeah, I could go with that. I'll make that a small P. Okay, so then, and I apologize for going in here and trying to jump through things, GNSO policy guidance, trying to address some of the issues and questions that had been raised. And I'm afraid I got pretty wholesale with this. So any comments on this proposed revision would be really useful.
Hi, Michael, this is Amar.
Go ahead, Amar.
Yeah, I'm still questioning the wisdom of keeping that last part of the definition and where it says that the policy guidance is in response to a specific GNSO-generated proposal or a request from the board or other non-GNSO ICANN entity or working group. I still feel that this is a bit specific, and so far, this definition, I mean, the question for me is, where did we come up with this? It's policy guidance, as far as I know, is still something that is on the table for discussion by this working group. It's not something that currently exists. And I would still prefer if we limit our definition on this just to satisfy any question by any of the other working group members to the exact words of that we've been chartered to address. And I'm going to paste those into the chat just for reference. And this is what's on policy guidance in our charter. And so I would just leave that last part out. I hope that will satisfy J. Scott's comment as well. Thanks.
Alan, did you have a comment on that?
No, I don't, because I was focusing on the top half, which I think has some significant problems. But I tend to agree that we shouldn't be answering the charter questions. We should be putting in working definitions today. And my feeling, what we have there right now, I don't think quite parses, because saying it's a type of GNSO, GTLD policy, it's not. It's input provided by the GNSO, but it's not necessarily policy. It's about policy, perhaps. And saying it's developed other than by the PDP, again, is incorrect. It's not, at this point, there's nothing specified. We may, coming out of this work group, say how one develops policy guidance or how one determines that it exists. So I think we want to go with something very simple here. I think we want to say policy guidance is input provided or is comments on policy-related issues made by the GNSO, procedures and details to be determined. I think we need to differentiate it from formal policy recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, keep it very generic.
Could you track, Marika, what I think what Alan was suggesting there sounded good to me, but before we go on to that, I would agree with taking out that last portion from pursuant to as a beginning point. Yeah, I totally agree with what Armour was saying. And then, Marika, do you have your hand up?
Let me try to wordsmith it, because I had several. I went back and forth as I was talking. Let me try to wordsmith something on the fly, see if it makes any sense.
Okay, the one thing, Michael, just point out, the one thing that I was trying to get away from was calling it a process because we don't know what it is. And I think I would go along with something along the lines of what you were suggesting, Alan. However, I would adopt the term rather than comment. I'd go ahead and use input to distinguish it from policy advice. This is input from GNSO, I think. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. My suggestion actually here is, as this is a term that currently doesn't exist as a formal process. So I think instead of trying to shoehorn it into a definition of something that doesn't really exist at the moment, we could as well solve it by just saying, moving basically the end of this language, saying, as suggested by the PI charter, GNSO policy guidance may be a type of GTD policy other than GNSO, developed by some procedure or other. Basically moving it around and really making clear that this is something that's being suggested in the charter that is currently not defined, doesn't exist. Maybe, informally we can call certain things guidance, but there's nothing existing at the moment that would determine what is guidance and what isn't. That's actually really what the job of the sub-team or the full working group is going to be. So I don't know if that will fix it by still giving a kind of a definition, but at the same time really making clear that this is not an existing concept, and apart from in theory, as it has been suggested in the charter, and I think in the staff discussion paper.
I just posted very quickly, maybe start off with this phrase and then go with the general definition of what they were referring to that Alan was getting at, so that it's clear. One, we get rid of the term from our definition. I forgot to do that. And two, you know, we leave it open with the general definition that Alan was working on, which I think is the right way to go as well.
Yeah, so something like it's policy guidance, the GSO policy guidance is a term proposed or not proposed, what's the right word?
Usage?
No. You know, suggested in the charter for input from the GNSO on policy-related issues other than that developed through formal policy processes.
I missed that last part, or I couldn't keep up. So, judicial policy guidance is a term suggested in the PIA Working Group Charter for input from the GNSO.
For policy-related input from the GNSO.
Yeah.
Other than recommendations developed through formal policy processes, all lowercase.
Like that?
The only thing, Alan, it's Michael, maybe we need to change formal because it may be decided that it is a formal process. But through...
How about currently established instead of formal?
I like that.
And policy related should be hyphenated up there, yeah. Looks good to me.
Yeah, and go ahead, Marika, and take out in the very first line everything up to A so that we don't have the term defining the term again.
Sorry, Michael, can you repeat what you mean?
I want to see what the I think we need to keep that footnote, though, someplace.
I can't quite read it, so I'm not sure what it says.
See charter question 2, policy and implement. It's the language from the. Save it. Bring it back.
I've moved it because I think we can just add it to PI Working Group Charter, and I just put the footnote back there if you want to remove policy guidance. So if this is what you want to do, right? Right. So the footnote is still there, but it now basically just comes after the charter. For some reason, we don't have a footnote 5 anymore, and we go straight from 4 to 6, but I'll try to fix that after this call.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
Make a 5 just to fill it in.
Alan, what do you think of that? I'm pretty happy with where that's gotten.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
And Almer?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. This is Almer. I think it might be worthwhile to just throw in there somewhere that consensus policy is not part of whatever GNSO policy guidance will become.
Alan, say that again.
I'm just saying that it might be worthwhile putting in the definition, just clarifying that consensus policy is not part of what policy guidance will be considering.
Well, but it's already saying other than recommendations developed through currently established policy development processes, and consensus policy, capital C, capital B, is the most rigid kind of established policy process.
Okay, I see what you mean, Alan. So what we're saying is that these are recommendations other than what we get through the currently established PDP, as opposed to a parallel process then.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, all right.
I mean, as an example, it could come out of a GNSO council meeting where everyone around the table, you know, says to the board, you all have to wear blue shirts from now on. That's policy advice. We all approve it. We're passing it on. It wasn't developed through a PDP or something equivalent.
because we don't want
to
have...
We all know shirt color is directly related to GTLDs, so...
Okay. All right, thanks, Alan.
I want to know why he keeps pushing blue shirts. It is his favorite...
Cheryl, it's obvious they go along with my blue eyes.
Oh, God.
Quick, before this
gets messy. I thought you would have known that.
Moving to implementation.
Yeah, that's a moving right along moment.
And I think most of this was applying. Okay, the question is... the beginning was cutting out the beginning of that, but then I've got the capital P. Which do we want?
Ross is putting into it. That's a capital P.
I mean, I'm sort of happy with that because it's all of this is going to be applied in talking about what we're doing the GTLD process.
We could, it's Alan, we could qualify it by saying GTLD policy if we chose, but it's probably implied by our all-encompassing statement at the front.
Yeah, well, I wonder if that's a change you may want to make in the next one, implementation of a GNSO policy.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Now, the changes...
I didn't realize we had both of them.
Yeah, and Chuck was asking if we need it, and I think we certainly do.
Yeah, no, the question is, if the implementation definition is followed by implementation of a GNSO policy, then is that really uppercase P in the first one?
Yeah, and I've got a lowercase P in the second one. I would say...
Flip them, I think.
I would say flip them, yes. But then, should we say it somehow differently, being a relative novice at this, calling it GNSO-generated board-approved policy?
That should be recommended, not generated, I think.
Okay.
And this is Rick, it also addresses Avery's point. She suggests as well it should be recommended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to keep. I've got my old version and the new version here. I've got to make sure I'm looking at the right one. Then implement, to put into effect, carry out, or execute a policy to accomplish a policy. Probably the most white bread definition we have in here.
Do we really need implementation and implement?
Will we understand what we mean if we say to implement a policy? Or actually, perhaps we could combine those, implement or implementation, the process of putting into effect, carrying out, blah, blah, blah.
Good stuff.
And then we could get, yeah, why don't we do that? Because I can see in any discussion where we're talking about either of these getting into the same rat hole of discussion. Marika, was that your hand or are you?
No, do I still have my hand up?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, no, that's an old hand.
That's the third hand while you're typing in the changes. Okay, so then the next is principle.
So this is Marika. Sorry, just to confirm, we're leaving implement as it is for now?
Oh, no. What we're going to do is move the word implement up with implementation. So it will read implement or implementation.
Okay. Let me just write that up. And we just move this, delete this, right?
Correct.
There we go.
Okay, great. Then principle. And I have an explanation. I don't know if you can read it. I had an explanation of why I was making that change. Oh, yeah, in comment 7. Added, let's see. This term, which is referring to foundational, I believe, was added in order to provide a term for which the working group has been called upon to provide, oh, the term principle. I don't see what I was getting at there. Sorry. Well, what about the definition as it stands in there? And the query there that I have at the bottom is what we just answered, which was the use of the term, you know, GNSO.
We need to close that frame on the left so we can actually see what we're talking about.
No.
Hitting yes, Jeff.
Yeah.
Now, what was the question?
Oh, no, the question was the one that we just answered about GNSO generated, and that we changed. GNSO recommended. And then the language that a person, organization, or community, and community actually was specifically in response to a comment that Avery made.
Yeah, it's Alan. Before we continue, can we scroll up just a little bit so I can see the final version of number 4?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there should be a comma after recommended.
Board approved, yeah.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
On principle, what about that secondary definition that's in there? Do you like keeping that or making that a clarification? I'm happy with keeping it there.
Michael, this is Amr.
Yeah, Amr.
I think it's fun to keep that secondary definition in there. It reads pretty well. But my question is on the word rule and foundational rule in the first part. Is a principle really a rule? And I like one of the words that Avery provided in one of her, in her comments on this, is that it's actually maybe a value rather than a rule on which pursuant rules might or might not be based, but it's more, I think, a principle, it's more of a value than it is a rule, so I would recommend we change rule to value.
Okay, so just so I understand it, I think I totally agree with you if this is the case. Rule is what principles would underpin. This would be a value, a belief, or an idea, and based on that, you would establish your rules.
Based on that, we'd perhaps establish a rule or not.
Right.
But, yeah, I would...
Okay.
I think value is a better word there. Thanks.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think probably rule was horse before the cart.
Yeah, it's Alan. On the next part, I'm not sure the heading a primary source is going to be understood.
Do you think it'd be worthwhile to say alternatively? I think a primary source was something that Maureen had pulled that from a primary source of some sort.
Yeah.
Or just a basic belief, just leave it like that?
Either alternatively or just leave it as a secondary definition without explaining why we have two of them.
I kind of like having two. Let the principals sub-team quibble over them. Not that they don't already have enough.
Hang on, careful.
Now, my son criticizes me for being wordy, and I think the second part of this is a wordy clarification of the first part, but because of that, I'd like to keep that in. Just explains a little bit more on the value, so I think it is valuable to have it in there. GNSO consensus. Again, I started by taking out the GNSO consensus and beginning right with this. It's got quotation marks around it, but I don't think it should have those because...
Yes.
Yeah,
Michael, this is Marika. I actually made a change here as this is, you know, as this is a defined term within the GNSO. I actually took that first part, which is as it is defined in the GNSO working group guidelines, and that left that in quotation marks and just added that part, I think, that you had entered in there in between towards the end. So it's really clear that that first part is basically that's how it's currently written in the GNSO working group guidelines. So that's clear. It's not something we've made up or... You know, it's open, well, it could be open to definition by the working group, but it means we would need to change the working group guidelines as a result, because this is what currently, how GNSO consensus is currently defined within the GNSO working group guidelines.
Okay, so, and the little green thing at the bottom there, that's a footnote number? I can't see it clearly.
Basically, the footnote refers to as defined in section 3.6.
Right. No, I was looking at it thinking that that was the end quote, but the end quote's up above there.
Right, yeah, I can move the, let me see, probably will change the numbering again, but I can move the footnote up right after the...
It could be number 5 now.
Let's see. Oh, no, it's 8. Good.
Yeah, and I did want to add that other language I thought worthwhile, that my understanding, too, of the consensus policy is not just everyone agreeing, but of putting it through a process towards that. Amr?
Thanks, Michael. This is Amr. I would add here, where it's a position where only a small minority disagrees, but most agree, after all views on a matter have been expressed, understood, documented, and discussed at length. Because minority views generally in GNSO consensus are documented and presented as they are, as minority views, as opposed to the majority view, which is in the form of the recommendations. So I think documented might fit in well over there.
Right. And then the statement in the last column, where did I think Mary derived that, correct? Was that from our earlier definition, do you recall, Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. This is probably one of the comments that was submitted. I don't know if that was from Avery or for someone else, where we said, like, look, these are one of the things that we just want to, you know, park aside and note that we've acknowledged it, but it's not for inclusion in the definition at this stage, but it's something the working group may go back to once they've gone through their deliberations. And actually, Mary, I think, had joined the call, so she may recall who actually made this comment.
Thanks, Marika. Michael, everyone, this is Mary. Can you let me know which specific comment you were referring to?
Well, what used to be number 7 is now number 6, GNSO consensus.
Right.
I'm talking about the comment in the far right column, the additional features of consensus.
Right, so that was Avi's comment. And I think that did derive from her more general comment that said that what we had as the definition in the last version, first of all, reflects only what the GNSO consensus levels are, and so secondly, don't reflect the sort of fullness of what consensus ought to be. And so this particular comment was what she thought consensus more fully should be. And so if that doesn't fit within the GNSO consensus definition, I thought the way to capture it was to put it in the last column.
So it's Michael. So the intent is this is the more general definition of consensus as a concept.
Right. And I think as Marika said, you know, if this becomes the consensus definition, obviously the working group guidelines no longer reflect the same thing. So I think one question is not necessarily for this subteam, but for the working group is to consider if that's a discussion that they want to have, not about defining GNSO consensus necessarily, but it might actually come to that. And that's why, again, it's in that last additional column.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I would say, I would be glad to keep that in there, but I think we ought to put quotation marks around consensus, perhaps, just to make clear that we're actually discussing that as a defined term.
Michael, this is Rick, can you just clarify where you would like to see quotation marks? Which consensus?
Just so it's clear what is being more generally defined. She says additional features of consensus more generally defined.
So on the right-hand side, you would like quotation marks.
I mean, it's a signal for me. I don't know if anyone else has a better solution to that or a concern about it, but when I'm in the midst of a discussion where it's discussing a particular term, it wasn't clear to me what term was being discussed. And
this is Marika. I'm just wondering if whether these comments are actually already addressed by our addition to the definition itself. Because we're talking about, you know, having been expressed, understood, documented, discussed. So I'm wondering if actually that is already covered by the way we've updated the definition as such. So maybe we can just actually take it out.
Yeah, I think Amar agrees with that. I actually think I would agree with that. I think we address her comment with that.
And Michael, this is Mary. I agree with that too, because like I said, I think Avi's comments were addressed to an earlier proposed definition of GNSO consensus.
Right. Tough to know which definition we're working on here. Okay, let's move on then. Anything else on GNSO consensus? I'm happy with that. Then we move on to GNSO consensus policy. And I guess I didn't change it, but I think the beginning of this would be we're suddenly talking about pearls rather than defining that single term. So wouldn't GNSO consensus policy be a policy established, one, and then go on from there?
It sounds like a far more complicated definition than we should need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Marika. The concept of consensus policy is rather complex, and this is actually language, I think, that comes from the contract.
Yeah, we were actually, and this is why we attached Annex 1 and Annex 2, so it's actually a far more complex definition.
What are the required minimum elements? Remind me, Marika.
Well, we changed that because I think before we had due process and people didn't seem to like that, but I think it's actually a term that currently comes back in the 2013 REA. So required minimum elements is basically Annex A.
Right. Did Brian suggest that? Brian Witterfeld?
Yeah, correct. And I think before we said something as well, and I think we first said pursuant to procedure set forth in ICANN's bylaws and due process. So I think he tried to combine those two in saying required minimum elements. The challenge here is a bit, I think, that in the contracts, if you compare the registry and the registrar contracts, I think there's some small differences in how it's written. And as I said, I think the 2013 REA talks as well about due process, which again is, I think, linked to what Annex A and the PDP manual prescribe. I think it's trying to combine that and you know, I'll be too specific, but at the same time, explain that there are certain requirements that need to be fulfilled.
Okay, if it's somewhere that we're copying from, I can live with it.
My only question is on the last sentence. I know we discussed it, and I think, Alan, you may have wanted to have that in there, but I'm not sure. My question is, do we need that in light of the statements before, because I think that statement is within the topics listed in Section 1.2, but I'm fine either way.
No, I think the last sentence is very applicable if we're talking about consensus policies adopted following so forth. I think that's quite appropriate. The whole issue is that policies adopted by specific procedures then have the ability to alter the terms of contracts.
Okay, so in part...
So I think that's correct.
Right, it's Michael. In part, then, just for my my understanding, in part, then, the definition not only is what it is, but also it's important for what results it has. Which is,
yes.
If it doesn't have those results...
In this case, the only purpose of having this definition is because of what it does. So, yes.
Should we revise that slightly, though, to go along with the definition so that it reads GNSO consensus policies?
Sure.
Okay. Great. I'm happy with that. Any other comments on that? Okay. GNSO implementation review team. This is really a description rather than a definition, I think.
Yeah, and this is Marika. This is one of the terms, indeed, that is introduced in the PDP manual and describes how it is described there, but this is exactly as well one of the questions that the working group will need to deal with and provide further details around that. So I'm not really sure if anything more is needed at this stage. I think it's one of the few as well where we actually didn't get any comments or edits, so maybe we should be happy with that.
Yeah, leave well enough alone.
I'm not going to entirely overthrow your boat, but take a look. I'm suggesting a change in the language at the beginning of that up to assist. You might want to have a reference to the fact that that's where it's suggested from, the same way that we had that with that earlier definition. But this is a term that's been used before, correct, Marika?
Yes, correct. It actually exists in the PDP manual.
Okay.
Well, Michael, this is Ama.
Yeah.
I think my understanding of why the definition said that the GNSO Council may but is not required to is because the GNSO Council is not actually required, although it is encouraged to, but it is not required to follow all the recommendations provided by a PDP working group. So one of the recommendations is to have an implementation review team working with staff on implementing a certain policy. The council is not required to actually follow through on that recommendation. So that is also part of the PDP manual. So I would probably leave in the first sentence the way it originally was.
It's Michael. Let me ask real quick, and then I'll let you in, Alan. What if that opening portion was made a footnote to that, clarifying that this is something that the GNSO Council may but is not required to direct the create. And then after create as part of, whatever the statement is, what the correct term is, could you live with that as a footnote to that?
It's Alan, I have a suggestion.
Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah. Whether a PDP working group recommends an implementation team or not is moot. The GNSO Council has the ability and right to create one, even if it's not recommended by the team, by the working group, and of course could decide not to, should even if it was recommended. So it's really at the discretion of council. The practice of having a recommendation to have an implementation review team came from a time when the concept wasn't in the in the bylaws and in the handbook, and is sort of carried over in cases where the work group feels there's an opportunity. There may be an opportunity for staff to mess up, and we really need one. But it's relatively moot whether the recommendation is made or not in this context. You can solve the problem that you're talking about, however, either by using the term an optional team or a currently optional team, or by having the footnote either way.
Or a team that may be formed at the direction of the GNSO Council.
At the discretion of the GNSO Council.
At the discretion, I like that.
Because it's important, because one of the charter questions, I think, is, or maybe should be, to say whether this kind of thing should be mandated as mandatory.
Right, and for that very reason, I'm going to suggest that we remove the second sentence totally. In its final report, the PDP team should. Because I think that's what the work group is going to have to
decide. I think so. And in fact, it's not clear that that's correct. So.
Okay. I'm going to have to jump off the call. I will leave you with multi-stakeholder model. I will leave you, though, with one other thing, and that is that I, very early in the chat, proposed two possible definitions for bottom-up, the leadership and the principals people asked us if we could provide a definition for bottom-up. So if we can do that, fine, and if not, we'll let them deal with it. But I think the two definitions that I found online might be suitable. But I will allow that.
Michael, before you leave,
yes,
can we talk about what we're going to do, what our next plan is? Are we having another meeting next Tuesday on our regular time? I'm going to have to leave a bit early also today, which is why I want to make sure we're going
right
to cover this.
What I'd like to do is, with these changes, post it. And I think we can say this is what we're offering to the work group with these changes, unless anyone wants one more bite at the apple. I'm happy not to have another bite, and to, you know, do a clean version of this and present it to the work group to review at its next meeting. I haven't seen a whole lot of agreement, but no disagreement. So that's what we'll try and do. So at this point, I don't think we will need to have a meeting back on Tuesday.
Right. For the record, I'm agreeing. This is Amr.
Okay. And Cheryl's agreeing as well. So unless you want to argue about it, Alan.
I'm not going to argue.
Okay. Then let's do that. So I've got to go. Thank you all very much for helping out. Marika, thank you, or Mary, whichever of you is going to take over. And I will look for the revised version in my emails.
Thanks, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I think as well, to the point of another call, I think we only have, actually, this is the last definition we're looking at, so hopefully we'll be able to get through that and indeed not need another call. So the next one up is the multi-stakeholder model. We made some changes there to the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. I think Michael has suggested some changes here. I'll have a chance to look at it, and I think some of the other edits were suggested, I think, as part of the comments we received. Maybe we can first look at that and then decide whether we need also a definition of bottom-up, or whether that's something that will get covered at a later stage.
Could you scroll up a bit so we can see the top words? Thank you.
It's hard when it breaks across pages.
Yeah. Well, you could change into the non-page mode.
Oh, that's too hard.
Then we wouldn't see the footnotes, though, I think.
Exactly. Silence is agreement. Do people need a bit more time to look at that one?
unless someone points out something that I'm not seeing, the first one looks okay to me.
I'll scroll down a bit then so you can see the second completely. I don't know if we need the first which here. The multi-stakeholder model adopted by ICANN is composed of diverse.
I'm not sure if
we need the which.
No, I think you're right. We don't. Alan speaking for the record.
And I think on the latter part, I would say policy development processes, small p's, because I think
Correct.
You were talking about.
Yeah.
Not the PDP as such, but.
You're right. This is where we really need one person to go through it all and check the consistency of, on that. Oh, Amy, you got my joke. Thank you. I'm glad someone did.
Anything else we need to be doing on this one?
It's Alan. Oh, I'm going to open a keg of worms or whatever the expression is.
Oh, no!
What does bottom-up mean there? I mean, the next question we have to answer for ourselves is, do we want to define bottom-up? But what does
it
mean?
We have to.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I think it means. What I think it means is we are not limiting who can participate in the process, which we're saying already in a different set of words. We're not saying the ideas must come from the bottom. We're saying the whole pyramid needs to be involved. But I think we're already saying that without using the term bottom-up.
Cheryl here. This is going to be a can of worms, but I think we do need to define bottom-up. I think it needs to be noted that, you know, that definition needs working on by the whole group. Because, Alan, you and I agree on that, but as you also know, there's a lot of people who wholeheartedly disagree with that definition. So we actually have to find a way of getting consensus on what a bottom-up process actually is.
And this is Marika. While you maybe look at the two suggestions that were made by Michael that I post on the right-hand side, I see Mary has her hand up. So, Mary, please go ahead.
Thanks, Marika. I was just going to suggest that maybe we could look, if you need to define it, at what Michael is suggesting, and perhaps, you know, not make it overly complicated for two reasons. One is that, as Alan says, there's already some flavor of what we might be trying to convey in this definition, if you keep that. But secondly, I was wondering, because there are some people in this group that are also in the principles sub-team, that while they're not defining the term bottom-up, you know that they're also referring to it, and in the principles that they're developing, they're trying to flesh out this concept of bottom-up. So it may be that one way to do this is to have a cross-reference, either from here to there or from there to here, as some illustrations of what you mean by bottom-up within the ICANN multi-stakeholder model.
Thanks, Mary. And just to comment to what Alan said, do we really need it here? I think the part of the reason, or at least where I see it here, is in contrast to top-down. And I think there, maybe Michael's second definition basically conveys that concept of, you know, proceeding from the bottom of a hierarchy upward, where we're really saying, you know, the discussions start at the bottom in the working group model, they move up to the council, they move up to the board, or, you know, wherever it is relevant. And that's maybe where the bottom-up needs indeed a definition, as the other elements are covered. But, Alan.
Yeah, I'd like Mary's idea of booting it to the principals group if I wasn't on that group. sorry, just a bit of humor
booting
here.
Booting it, Alan.
I guess, Cheryl. Sorry, Cheryl?
I said it's not Cheryl. It's Cheryl here. It's not booting it to the principals group. It's cross-referencing it to the work that group is going to have to do anyway.
Okay.
The fact that we are so cross-fertilized here between the two subjects.
Careful, this discussion is getting dangerous. I guess the problem is. As Cheryl alluded to, different people have different interpretations of what it means. In our minds, I think we all would all agree, the PDP, the formal capitalized PDP, is a bottom-up process. That is, the final recommendations come from groups that can involve everyone, and they reach consensus on what the answers are. But a PDP can be requested by the board. And in some people's minds, that makes it not bottom-up anymore. I think that is an invalid definition, and I guess we need to put in words to make sure it's not one that is operable in this situation.
We need a widely agreed term.
So, I mean, if bottom-up means, and I'm going to try to define it, but I'm not holding myself to it, if bottom-up means that there is participation in deciding the outcomes, which does not preclude other people, you know, all levels of people, then it is bottom-up. I mean, there are some people who have said board members should be involved in PDP discussions or other policy discussions, that would not preclude it from being bottom-up, presumably, although some board members do not participate because they feel it would preclude it from being bottom-up. I think I've said as many words as I can in too many different ways. I'll stop and take my hand down. Is anyone else still here?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this is Rick. I actually tried to follow you in your definition, but I didn't get far enough. Participation in the outcomes that does not preclude. And then I got lost.
I don't remember now.
this is Amar. I agree with your take on it, and I do believe we should define this. If we are required to, then we should define it in the context of the PDP. And if we also take into consideration the definition provided for the multi-stakeholder model, then, well, this model does, or supposedly, as per the definition, ensure that there is no exclusion of any stakeholder. So I think it sounds pretty good.
Let me try something simple. A bottom-up process is one that allows participation, equal participation, from all levels of the... Sorry?
Opportunity for
participation from all levels of the involved organizations.
Cheryl here. I'm happy for opportunity for equal participation, but remember we do want to just make sure that it's the opportunity, not the mandate that's there.
But, what I think we're trying to imply by the word equal is that no one has a veto.
Yes.
The top does not have a veto, although once the GNSO finishes with the board has a veto.
But
not in formulating the policy.
But that comes back to Amir's point of having it in the context of the PDP, so that's all right.
That's right, the up and bottom up, right?
As long as the definition, I'm happy to put out those words of Alan's with the fact that it says it's opportunity for equitable input from all either interested parties or affected stakeholders, I don't really mind which, but we do need to make sure it is tightly bound within the context of the PDP. And I'm not quite so committed to using language which refers to hierarchy.
So listen, Rick, I've tried to write it up, as I think Alan noted it, which now basically says, bottom-up, inner, maybe I should say as well, GNSO PDP, allows opportunity for equal participation from all levels from the involved organizations. Allow or provide the opportunity?
It provides for, provides opportunity for,
The opportunity for equal participation from all levels from the involved organizations.
I don't mind that.
This is Amar. You know, according to this definition, you might get some folks who might say something like, well, then the language used on conference calls, for example, on mailing lists should not be English, because that might not allow for the opportunity for equal participation.
That already happens in other parts of ICANN, so yeah, you're right. And, you know, you just managed to escape that for a while in the GNSO world, but it's going to happen.
Well, we can add, provides opportunity for equal participation from all levels from involved organizations if you speak English.
Or to you can always do this to the extent practical and possible, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, there's always those, there's enough lawyers in this group to, you know, do an escape clause, but, you know.
Yeah, we should get George Orwell to define this for us.
We have our escape clause now, as practical and possible. Thanks, Cheryl. Is there anything else we need to add on this one for now? I mean, we'll put it out on the list in any case so people have a chance to think about it again, and I'm sure we may get some more comments.
It's a good start, and if it could stay as simple as that, it'd be nice. But, you know.
Agreed. Then maybe just looking further down, here's some comments that we added, and I know that Chuck added a couple of edits. I think from my point of view, they were non-substantials, basically talking about which of the definitions we didn't define and the other terms that we're asked to consider, some of which we have actually added. So basically Chuck added that none of these are considered significantly germane instead of just considered germane. And he added, in addition, developing definition of the terms could require a large amount of time without yielding proportionate value to the working group efforts. So I think from my point of view, is a very valid point. And I think he simply noted it's possible that some of these terms, particularly genus implementation review team, may arise in the concept of working with deliberations, but it doesn't consider it necessary to find these as part of the effort. We actually have defined the implementation review team, so I'm not really sure.
Well, my only comment is the public policy and public interest are probably germane, but we're not going to try to define them anyway. I don't know whether we want to say that or not. You can't say they're not germane when they're such a core part of ICANN.
Maybe we just say instead of none of these, you say most of these are not considered.
They're either considered not germane or outside of the scope of this working group to define.
Yeah, because it is very much outside of the scope, I would have thought. Yeah, that's a good addition, Alan. Sure, yeah. And Marika, Cheryl here again. Can we just lose the particularly example in the end of that following sentence so that we don't just... So stick with some of these terms. Yeah, that's right. Perfect.
Yeah. And I think it's actually something that Michael added. I'm not really sure why indeed is a term we have defined.
Okay,
let me see if I.
I think implementation review team. This is Amr. I think the implementation review team was the only term suggested during the working group session in Buenos Aires that we have decided to include in the definitions. Maybe that's got something to do with why it's there.
But it doesn't need to be, so we
right.
don't need the example.
No, it doesn't, yeah.
All right, I think that means we actually covered everything in the document for today.
Oh,
let's not call victory yet.
No, but this is...
That mean we can go home early?
Live at the end of the tunnel. Wow.
I think so. So what I'll do, I think it will probably be easier to produce a clean version. I'll have this one as well at hand, but maybe I'll push out to the list now a completely clean version so it's not mixed up with all the red lines where I think still a lot of leftover comments that I have actually addressed, and maybe give people until Tuesday to provide input, and if we don't get anything by that date, we can push it out to the full working group on Wednesday. Does that sound acceptable to everyone?
Let's try to give them a little bit more time than that.
Less
time means fewer comments.
No, but they don't have a call on Wednesday. The next call is actually a week after, so they don't have a week to look at it. And
sorry.
I think we'll try as well to really encourage them to actually provide comments in writing prior to the meeting, and emphasizing again that these are working definition, and it's not the intention to actually go into the substance of some of the discussions we'll need to have as part of our working group deliberations as part of the discussion on the definitions. So hopefully we're getting close.
You can but try, Marika. You can but try.
Exactly. All right. Well, with that, I'll just thank everyone and have a nice rest of your afternoon, morning, evening, night.
Good day.
And, of course, thank you, Marika.
Thanks, Marika.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.